Monday morning, more rain today, and that is something that we certainly don't need. The rest of the week is looking much nicer, warmer, and sunnier, but too little too late for Michigan farmers, many of whom have had to just throw in the towel and say they're not going to grow anything this year. Joining us right now is State Senator Dan Lowers. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Not only a state senator, but also a farmer. Help us understand how bad this growing season is.
Well, to put it in perspective, my 85-year-old father was helping my 22-year-old son plant, try to plant, I think it was last Thursday, and he said he's never seen anything like this. So
wow.
He's been farming his whole life, and it's just, you know, it's the frequency of the rains. One thing is the amount of rain we've received. We've received more than normal, something like 13 inches, I think, more than normal in the month of May, but the frequency is what's really killing us, you know. I'm sure people out there are struggling to keep their lawns mowed, and, you know, so they can, and that's similar to what we're struggling with. The fields don't get dry enough to get out there and put the crop in the ground.
Yeah, I mean, for those of us that have been struggling to get yard work done or go to the beach or play golf or do those things that we like to do in the summertime, it's an inconvenience. But for farmers, this is devastating. I know that the state legislature last week voted to provide, I think it's, what, $15 million in disaster loans?
Yes, and the $15 million is actually money that offsets the cost of the origination for the loan and keeps the interest rate low. So that should that $15 million should translate into about $300 million worth of disaster assistance loans. And that may make the difference for some.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, that's great that there is help for the farmers. But this is really going to have, I think, an impact on the overall economy, not just here in Michigan, but perhaps nationwide, isn't it?
Yeah, this flood, you know, this is Missouri, Iowa, Illinois. I mean, all the I states, as we call them, agriculture, because they're so important for corn and soybeans. But this will impact the livestock industry. So beef, dairy, and dairy's been struggling as it is, but the shortage of forage and food that will result from all this wet weather, you know, that's this is a good year to buy your 4-H beef during the fair.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure you've got a big chest freezer because
right.
You're absolutely right. Next year we could see prices sky high because of all this flooding. There is federal relief available for farmers too, isn't there?
Well, they're still working on that part of things. There no doubt will be because it's such a widespread problem. But the details of many of that those programs are being considered isn't known at this point. So some farmers had crop insurance. Crop insurance, you know, pays some, but it's not a great compensation for not growing a crop, you know. So and they're talking about allowing farmers to maybe grow some forages are prevented plant acres. That's the acres that were prevented from being planted and collected insurance on them. But those programs, I think we'll see more assistance roll out over time. But there's kind of no way around when you lose a year's income and you have expenses, you know, that don't stop. It really puts you behind.
It's hard for a lot of us to understand how this happens. That you know, this rainy season has been what, 2-3 months, but that's when you need to plant. And if you don't, you're in trouble.
Yeah, the window closes is really what it amounts to. You know, the frost is going to come sometime. We hope November this year, not October. But you know, frost will interrupt the maturing of the plants, and so if the crop is not fully developed and freezes and dies premature, the quality is, you know, really damaged and the value of the crop goes down. So, you know, farmers know at some point you just can't continue to plant. So we got some planting done on our farm yesterday. I think we only got stuck 7 times, which was an improvement over the last time we tried. But you should never get stuck when you're planting because that means it's too wet.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, anybody that's even just driven around and observed a lot of standing water still in many fields.
Yeah. Grandpa Lowers always used to say a dry year will scare you to death and a wet year will starve you to death. And His words are ringing true in my ears this year.
No doubt about it. What do farmers do if they need to access some of these funds? What resources are available to them?
Well, the MSU Extension is doing a great job, and Michigan Farm Bureau both of cataloging what is available and what's being worked on at this point. And so contacting either one of those organizations is a good idea. My office can direct them as well. The governor applied for a disaster declaration. We have to get that disaster declaration granted and the bill signed for that low interest loan money to come into effect. But those things are all being worked on, and the loan program was a result of my attending a meeting in Memphis 2 weeks ago. A bunch of farmers were together. You know, the meeting was called to assess the situation, and that's when the farmers basically said, you know, can't we get that disaster loan we've had in the past that was used for, I think in 2012 we used it for the fruit crop that froze that year. So that's what sent me back to Lansing saying, hey, we need to dust that thing off and see if we could use it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Much needed. You mentioned the window closing. Has the window pretty much closed on corn and soybeans at this point?
On corn, it is. Realistically, soybeans. I hope it isn't because I planted yesterday. But the July 4th weekend really is pushing it. I know some people would push out to maybe the 10th of July in planting soybeans and hoping that they get something.
Well, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, there is help available for farmers, and that's a good thing. The rest of us are just going to have to prepare for some higher prices. And I think that your advice is good. Get that 4-H beef this year, because you're gonna need it next year.
I think so.
All right, Dan. Always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paul. Pleasure being on.
Take care. Bye now.